Today, we're diving into a fascinating area of AI research that targets a critical gap in unified multimodal models, the understanding generation gap. Why does this matter so much for developers and practitioners?
It's huge. If we can bridge this gap, AI systems will become much more reliable and effective. Imagine a scenario where a model doesn't just generate responses, but truly understands context, leading to more accurate and meaningful interactions.
Exactly. The research introduces the UniSandbox framework, which evaluates these models without data leakage, essentially creating a controlled environment. This allows for a deeper analysis of how understanding impacts generation.
Right. And using synthetic datasets is key here. It eliminates biases that can skew results and helps isolate different factors in the evaluation. This could really shape how developers assess their models moving forward.
What I find interesting is the emphasis on chain of thought, SOT strategies. They observe that explicit reasoning can significantly improve the generative capabilities of models. How might we see this in practice?
One practical example could be in education tools, where AI tutors explain concepts. If they can reason through problems effectively, students are likely to understand better. It could transform personalized learning.
Absolutely. But what about the limitations? Are there challenges to applying these findings in real-world settings?
Great point. For one, real-world data might differ significantly from synthetic datasets. Plus, the self-training methods suggested may require extensive computational resources, which may not be feasible for smaller organizations. So, as we look to the future, what should developers keep an eye on? What's next for AI development after this research? I think it's crucial to monitor advancements in reasoning generation and how self-training methods can be integrated into existing